pray for him because I'm...
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all my blessed beloveds out there. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty.
And I'm Amy.
And today we're going to talk about the power of intentions and the power of forgiveness. It's that time of year, you know, with all the exciting things that are going on, especially here. Next week is Thanksgiving in America, and we're going to be surrounded by family and friends, and sometimes that can be rather contentious, and sometimes that can be a blessing. So let's talk about intentions and what that means, and what is an intention, and what do you do with it, what's the purpose, and all the positive aspects. It is, just to give a rehash of my week, it's been a pretty mellow week, which I think I needed. Big events happening tomorrow, which I'll be able to discuss next week, but really tried to balance my time very well because it's a huge event tomorrow. It is gorgeous and sunny and probably about maybe 55, 60 degrees.
About 55.
So really enjoying that, the ray of sunshine. And for those of you on Facebook, I posted Chloe's fabulous singing in the shower video. And
I haven't seen it yet.
She is such a hoot, that kid. Just funny stuff. So get onto Facebook, facebook.com/celiacroads, R-O-A-D-S. And call in if you have any questions or thoughts about intention and what that means. The number here is 347-205-9443. So how was your week, Amy? I know the baby's not here yet. I'm very upset. I want baby toes.
Look at my face.
I know.
I haven't slept in a week. So you just, like, through your, the previous weeks you've had, you threw on me. So I guess I'm handling the burden now and you get to take a breath.
That's right. Well, this is
that's
an intentional
okay.
breath
how,
because of tomorrow. So.
That's how life goes, though. You have to go with, you know, I'm super busy, which I'm grateful for. For some reason, I have a lot of business coming my way. I have a lot of orders, so I'm really grateful for that. So, and I'm awaiting my little new grandson who is taking his sweet time, and he's poking us and prodding us and teasing us that he's going to come, and he hasn't yet, but he will come when he is meant to come. So that's the power of intention I'm using this week. and a little reflexology might do the trick.
That's right.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yep. So I can't wait for baby toes myself. I love baby toes.
Well, they've been bringing little Miley over, which is her niece, who's 2 months old. And she's a little colicky, so they bring it to Mama Bear at night.
Nice.
So I got to practice.
Yep.
And Ariana held her and Lila held her. So it was, you know, it's... We haven't had a baby around. Lila's 8, so we haven't had a baby around in a long time. So,
yeah.
You know, this is fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to it. So what is an intention? An intention, depending on how you use it, people make their intentions through prayer. People also use the word manifestation in replace of intention. It's something that you decide that you're going to do. That's fabulous. And we have lots of intentions, don't we?
Yes.
We always have intentions. But we need to put some action behind those intentions, and that's where we tend to fail. So that's why we're having this discussion the week before Thanksgiving, you know, to kind of think about what your intentions are and what it is, what that means and what it can do for you. So example that I use often on the radio show is I intended to start a radio show because there's only one of me and the world is very large. And this is a great way to share and talk and experience with people on a massive level. My intention was set, and then I started the radio show. And now we're, I don't even know how many, I know last week we were over 60,000, so God knows what it is this week. I just let it go, surrendered and let it go. So talk to me about intentions with you, Amy, your perspective.
Well, when I I guess when I started really working with The Power of Attention, which is a great book by Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, I guess I didn't fully understand what the word intention meant, because
right.
the only way that I actually used the word is, I intend to do this. I had no idea what that word meant. It was just part of my vocabulary.
Right.
But when I found out what the word actually meant and the power of it, I was pretty intrigued and still am. And I, you know, I've been studying this for a little while, but I haven't really, like you said, put my action behind it until recently.
Exactly.
And now that I have, hence the booming business and,
right.
you know, these kind of things. Now, the power of intention is really believing that intention, and you can do it. You, every single person on this planet can do this. It's not someone, you know, it's just putting the action behind it.
Absolutely. So intention is great. The power of intention is really having an idea, whether it's business or relationship or physical. You know, some people want to lose weight, some people want to, you know, health-wise. You have this idea, and it feels good. So those two pieces are very important, because now you have two parts of your body working, your mind's working, and your body's feeling good. Then the action. So how are you going to lose weight? How are you going to take charge of this intention? So here's some strategies that I think are really important. Write them down. How many times do I say that? Write it down. Journal, write, exercise. Fabulous, fabulous thing is to write down your intentions, tape them up to your bedroom wall, right next to the door, so that you see them every time you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Or above your bed, that's another one. I like to write them right next to the bathroom mirror, so when I'm brushing my teeth or putting on my contacts or,
mm-hmm.
you know, putting on my makeup, I'm there for a long period of time. Some people have actually put them in clear plastic bags and stuck them in the shower so that they can read them while they shower.
I do a numerology matrix chart, which I have every, you know, the, in this exercise is actually numbers to your exact name and date of birth.
Yeah, I've never done that.
And it's a numerology matrix, but you put your intention
mm-hmm.
on this. So you work on one intention at a time,
mm-hmm.
but you carry it with you.
Oh, that's cool.
You carry it with you, so the energy of that carries with you. And you carry it with you, sleep with it under your pillow. You put
right.
it. I put it in my purse or my briefcase. And carry it around with you until that attention comes to fruition.
Right.
And then you do another one. I think that also when you're doing that, like you said, the feelings.
You have
when
to have
you're
the feeling,
feeling.
You have to have the
you
action.
You have to have the
and
feeling.
You have to have the thought.
A lot of people that I work with are like, I can say it all I want, but I don't believe it. And that's part of it. You know. Part of it works just saying it, and, you know, it's kind of, everybody's
step.
Different, you know, so don't expect, you know, because you don't truly believe, just keep saying it, because the universe gives you what you want, and if you keep saying those things, those intentions, if you keep, for instance, if you keep saying, I feel sick, I don't want to get up, I don't have any energy, that's what you're going to get. But if you say, I feel alive, I feel vibrant,
mm-hmm.
I feel prosperous, I feel abundant, that's what you're going to get.
That's what you're attracting to you.
Mm-hmm.
So write down your intentions, whatever your new intentions are. And I purposefully threw forgiveness into this conversation because we have to back it up a little bit. And we have to have a clean slate internally in order to really make intentions work. So I think forgiveness is one step that needs to be worked on from the majority of people,
mm-hmm.
forgiving yourself, forgiving the person who cut you off in the road, forgiving your ex, forgiving your sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws,
mm-hmm.
in-laws, you know.
Parents.
So really releasing that energy, releasing and cleaning your internal slate,
mm-hmm.
and then sit down focusing on what is your intention? What do you want to do? What do you want to change?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great process. I mean, I have a list of people that I pray for, and it's always praying for healing for these people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always someone new added to that
mm-hmm.
list, because throughout my
Absolutely.
Journey, you know, being as public as I am, I end up meeting more people, and my list is really long.
Mm-hmm.
So, So I have a prayer list, and my intention with that prayer list is to offer them healing, mm-hmm. you know. And some people come off the prayer list because they've healed, and some people don't for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be as minor as that, or it could be a new business adventure, or
mm-hmm.
praying that Tanner comes out, your intentions, come on, buddy. So you start with your list, and every day somehow you come up with a ritual, some habitual behavior that reminds yourself of this, because we get easily distracted,
mm-hmm.
don't we?
Mm-hmm. We do.
You know, the phone's ringing, the bills need to be paid, oh gosh, the pasta is overboiling on the stove.
There's kids got to go to dance.
Right, exactly. So there's always something. So put this list or word or intention in one place that is going to be part of your habitual nature.
And if you meditate or mm-hmm. do yoga or anything like that, that's another place. Because I'm very busy. I'm all over the place. I'm bringing
yep.
kids everywhere. And, you know, so those moments that I do set aside for myself, which is very important for everyone to do because I wasn't good at it, I'm getting better at it,
mm-hmm.
and now it's helping. When you lay down to go to bed, give yourself a half an hour before you know, and meditate or pray, whatever you want to do, but that is a great time to use your intention then and your prayers and your meditation. In yoga, I do it in yoga now that I'm doing that regularly again.
Yep.
Good. Another thing I wanted to talk about with forgiveness is one thing that I didn't learn till, you know, in the last few years. About forgiveness. A lot of people don't like that word. That person isn't, you know, supposed to be forgiven. Forgiveness is for yourself.
That's right.
Not necessarily for the person you're forgiving. You are forgiving that person to release that hurt or whatever it is that you're experiencing to release that
mm-hmm.
so you have that clean slate.
Always start with a clean slate before you start to create.
Mm-hmm.
Love creation, love
mm-hmm.
growing. So one of the things about writing it down to your intentions, and even when you're starting with step A, which is really having forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
letting those things go, surrendering, that's
mm-hmm.
huge. When you write your power of intentions down, what this does is it gives you a focus. It gives you an ownership to your idea. It gives you something physical. So now you're using another part of your body. So you feel it, you think it. And now you see it, and now you're interacting with it on a very basic level.
It's kind of almost like a psychic validation.
Right, mental validation.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your ownership, and then you have your desire, and now you've got to put forth your actions on your intention, whatever that may be. It allows you to have the attitude, the can-do attitude of, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to do this. Now you've shed your forgiveness stuff. You've let go of, you know, those distractions. If you even want to think of it that way, as, you know, forgiving is great for you and your body, and you're letting go of the distractions. Now you have your intentions, which is a positive outlook, and now you have this ownership. It's on paper. You wrote this down. This is your idea, and you're feeling it, and you have the desire, and gosh, you're going to make it work, and then you get excited about it, and then you're going to figure out how to put those actions into play in order to make your intentions come alive, so to speak, whether it's business, personal, spiritual, mm-hmm. physical. Let's see, what else? That's really basically it on intentions. Do you have any more to add to it? We kind of covered this before under manifestation a few weeks ago.
Right, but for instance, I brought a couple books with me. So some people don't even know how to get started. Maybe we ought to talk about that. If you had a client in front of you
mm-hmm.
and you wanted them to get started, what would be their toolbox?
For me, because I am a whimsical, crazy, creative type, I actually sit down with my clients and I have crayons and stickers and paint and big poster board and glitter and magazines, and we actually create this, what do they call them now?
Some are called dream boards.
Dream boards, treasure boards, my manifestation book, we talked about that before,
yeah.
where you actually put all of the components of your idea mm-hmm. down on paper and you make mm-hmm. it fun. Because if it's not fun, you're not going to do it. You're not mm-hmm. going to stick with it.
Right.
So if your idea is not fun and you cannot be creative about it, you're just not going to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have this really great creative collage of mm-hmm. your intention. And what does that do? That gives you ownership. You get to mm-hmm. see it. You get a little bit more of an idea to feel it, to think about it, to get more creative and excited about it. And it's some of my clients have looked at me like deer in headlights going, are you crazy? I haven't colored since I was, you know, 30 years ago or whatever. And I'm
but
like, no.
But it's great to bring that inner child out.
You got to bring it out. You've got to bring that creative mm-hmm. energy out, because if it's not fun, you're not going to do it. I don't mm-hmm. care what the subject is. You're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first part, is to really drag that creative piece out, because it has this multifold of ownership and mm-hmm. creativity, and then they get excited, and that's what you want. That's mm-hmm. how intentions happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had some experiences with this, and if you really, really, truly want to change your life, you just have to change the way you think.
Right.
I tell my clients, I usually work with them with, you know, energy balancing and stuff. So that's, you know, my forte, aromatherapy, which actually gets you to...
It's multiple senses.
Yes, but
right.
you need that cleansing, that feelings cleansing. And part of that is forgiveness. That's a huge part of what I work with people
mm-hmm.
is, you know, a lot of their blockages are all of these negative emotions that they're hindering for other people or situations or whatever it may be. And I kind of peel those layers off, peel them off, you know, and I also suggest journaling big time.
That's a huge
especially
one.
Dreams. A lot of people come to me, can you interpret dreams? Well, I can to a certain extent. But I actually just help them talk themselves through it. They actually interpret it. I just help them along the way.
Right.
Because they know what it means to them. There's so many different ways that you can do this as far as, like, putting your intention out there. Like you said, the mantras is another way of
mantras
doing this.
Mantras
are affirmations.
Yep.
Those are actually intentions. So a lot of people might, you know, they get these words, manifestation, affirmations, you know, intention. They're all really much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a way of doing it.
I think the word resonates with that person and that,
mm-hmm.
but the basic foundation of what those mean are all the same. So prayer, affirmation, manifestation, intention.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one we had? I lost it. It's what you want and how are you going to get there. Again, writing it down is a huge mm-hmm. one. Making a treasure board or dream board, that's another.
And be specific.
Be very specific. I learned that one.
Yes.
That one I learned. Be very, very specific. And the reason why you want to be specific is because you want to really hone in on what it is that you desire, truly in your heart of heart. So if you absolutely desire a certain house, in your head, paint it. Smell the paint fumes. Really become involved and intimate in your intentions.
Get pictures and make a picture book. My friend did this. I watched this happen. Now, she started this book before I even met her. She just gathered, and it was kind of like your manifestation book. She had all these pictures of this house.
Mm-hmm.
She had her landscaping. She had everything right down to draperies and furniture and you name it. Well, guess what? I walked into that house with her, and my mouth hit the floor. I could not believe it, right down to the color of the countertops. It was crazy. And she, you know, she's not in that home today, but the landscaping matched. It was so weird to see that unfold and exciting at the same time.
But that's the power of having a goal mm-hmm. or an intention mm-hmm. or and setting your desire, is that once you really grab onto this and
it goes
happens
quickly,
you get really excited mm-hmm. and then you want to do another one.
Yeah.
And we keep creating, because that's what we're supposed to do, is create.
Addicted to intention.
Absolutely, because it's positive
yeah.
and there's no negative to it at
and,
all.
This is just a little piece out of The Power of Intention by Dr. Wayne Dyer. It says when you have a gloomy picture of what the world looks like, you're unreceptive to the potential assistance that there is to help you with your own individual intentions. So even if you have this intention, but in the background you have this gloomy picture, you need to just get rid of that. And as I know this one speaker, she used to say, fake it till you make it.
Uh-huh.
That's part of it. I know it sounds weird and maybe not so, you know.
Tangible.
Yes. But faking it till you make it means just that. Pretend that you have what you have already before you have it. Because when you tell the universe you already have it, and also be grateful, that's very important. Be grateful for what you have, even as little as you have. Be grateful for what you have. Because if you're not grateful for what you already have, you won't receive any more. So that would be a big, you know, when you have these little miracles that happen or these little intentions that transform themselves, say thank you and be grateful for it because you're on a good ride.
All right, so let's tie in the forgiveness is step one. You really need to forgive and clean your slate because you're starting over again. We all do, and on some level we're starting over.
Mm-hmm.
Making a change is a start. And the one constant that we can guarantee is change. So you might as well roll with it instead
mm-hmm.
of going against it because, frankly,
it's going to happen anyway.
It's going to happen anyway.
It can come easy or it can come
That's right.
hard.
And Amy and I know of a few people that like to make it hard.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's their journey.
That's their journey. So forgiveness, that's huge. And cleaning that slate, straightening up your shoulders, and figuring out what it is that you want to do. I was talking to a person in England the other day, just lost his job. He's going back and forth as to what he wants to be when he grows up, and he has these certifications because his current intention is to continuously get certified mm-hmm. in different fields. But he doesn't know what to do with himself. So we went through a dream board, and he built his dream board via Skype, but it still works, still happens. And 2 days later, he got a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because he was focused on the positives, and he was focused on what he wants to do and, mm-hmm. and how he wants to create and make this change a positive. So we have forgiveness. Your gratitude list, and I've been seeing lots of that on Facebook. I love you guys. You're doing a great job. So people are writing every day
about
their grateful.
Well, there's something, I guess someone told me, and I didn't realize this, but there's something going with Facebook that's
yep.
to express your gratitude.
Yep.
I do that anyway. You do as well.
Yeah,
we
I
both
have a huge
put, I like to put out something kind of thought or food for thought for the day. I like to get myself off to a positive start.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is sometimes when you transform your intentions, okay, I want people to understand that sometimes things change in their life that they may not be not really ready but may not have expected to happen. So it seems like it's a negative thing. I don't know how to express this. Sometimes when your intention comes to fruition, something else ends. Do you follow me? There's ups and downs and changes in our lives. And sometimes,
always.
Okay, and part of that intention is part of that path.
Okay.
So sometimes when we're setting something intention, something else might fade away in our life that we didn't quite expect, but just know that that's part of it, that that's part of it.
Hmm.
Like maybe some people that you might have associated
okay.
with that may not agree with this change in your life. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm stepping in what you're putting down. It took me a little while.
Yes, but I wanted to be gentle about it because I don't, but it's very,
there are
some changes that aren't as happy as we're expressing right now that can happen, and that's okay too. That's okay too.
Okay.
Because if
you're shedding the old and creating
You're shedding
the, new.
The old, but sometimes it's really hard to shed the old. Or belief systems. You might change your belief system. And
right.
there's people that are attached to that belief system that are not being very nice. And you just have to know that that's part of the path. If you really truly know that that's, you're in the right place, then you just need to have faith in that and intention in that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those changes aren't as, you know, happy as you'd like them to be. But they're part of our growth.
Growing pains,
mm-hmm.
like the caterpillar turning into a butterfly and
mm-hmm.
having to push out of its cocoon, and you can't help the caterpillar or butterfly do that because the wings will not be strong enough to fly and they won't succeed. They'll not be able to fly. So,
that's, you know, sometimes you have changes in your life that people in your life might not be really on board with.
Oh, well, yeah, that one I know.
Yeah, and a lot of us go through that at least once or twice in our life because...
At minimum.
Yeah. For instance, divorce, you know.
Yeah.
You love that person once. You wouldn't have, you know, if you're, you know, got married in a church or whatever, you wouldn't say to your God, you love this person, want to be with them forever if you didn't.
Right.
Most people anyway.
Right.
Okay. So... Don't worry about how, I mean, I'm divorced, and I always wondered, why didn't I see our incompatibility way back then? And when I let that go, I just know, okay, I did love him once. I have two beautiful children with him. That's all I need to know. Right, at this point, because why should I just keep rehashing whys and, you know, just let it go. Let it go, because it's in the past.
All
right. Accept what? Is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I was going. Accept what's happening now and be happy with it because you will know truly in your own heart if it's right for you.
Right.
So.
So we have our forgiveness. We have our grateful list.
Mm-hmm.
That is mandatory. I think everybody should do that. Then we write down our intentions of what's next in our life, and you can have a great marriage and a great house and the perfect car and the perfect job and perfect kids and all of that great stuff, but you're still going to have an intention. That's just part of who we are. We are creators, and creation is what we do, so it doesn't really matter where you are on your path. Intentions happen.
Yep, and everybody's on the same path, really. All of us are. We're all looking for that peace or enlightenment or whatever you want to call it. Everyone's looking for the same thing.
Right.
Just because they're on a different level of the path doesn't mean it's wrong.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, I tell people that to be tolerant of each other. You know, just because you feel strongly about a certain, you know, whether it be politics, whatever, which I won't even touch with a 10-foot pole. But I'm just putting it out there because we just went through that. And that was a little scary out there for a little while. Yeah. But anyway, whatever you truly believe in really deeply, passionately, that is your intention. It's okay if others don't agree with you because they have their own intention and their own path. So what I tell people is, talk to them and find out what their passion is and set them on their path on that.
Part of it. It's kind
be
of cool to watch people grow.
And then when you react that way to them and not in a negative way, then they look at it and go, well, maybe her path isn't so bad. Not necessarily need to jump on it. Totally okay with it.
Right.
Just honoring each other. Honoring each other's, you know, own intentions and own passions. That is the key. That is the key. Because that... That can really get complicated.
So back to intentions. What does it mean? We understand that. What's the purpose? We do it every day, but now we're owning it. How to develop and really stick with. So we kind of talked about that. You have lots of choices as to how you develop your intention. Always feeling, always seeing, always putting actions forth. That's how to stick with it. Stay positive because it might not, you know, if you're trying to lose 30 pounds, it's not going to happen overnight. So try to find the positives and create a great space where you can lose that weight in a healthy way, in a healthy time period.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness, grateful list, gratitude list, however you want to say it. And that's the power of intention. Who was it? I think it was Edison who failed 10,000 times, but his intention was still he was going to create the light bulb. That was his intention. He had to do it 10,000 times before he finally succeeded.
Yeah.
But the great thing about that is...
He did.
He did, because he knew he was going to.
Yeah.
It was just going to take a little longer.
Yep, so you need patience, too. It isn't an overnight success. You can't set your intention. Sometimes they happen quite quickly.
Yeah, my intention to eat that Snickers bar That was pretty quick.
Yeah, it was. I saw that happening.
That's right. 3 bites.
Sometimes they happen really quick. Some people can call that karma, you know, different things, which basically what you put out there, you get back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what karma means, basically. It's kind of like a boomerang. So if you don't want that boomerang to hit you in the then don't do it.
And
don't
right.
say it.
That's right.
There's one little quote, and I think you've put this on your Facebook page before by
probably
Rumi. Rumi.
Yeah, Rumi.
Rumi.
My lover from a past life.
He wrote, "You were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You were not meant for crawling, so don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly."
Amen.
And that's the truth. We come into this world with no negative anything. We just look at a baby when they first smile. It was just, I don't know, it fills me up. It's all I know.
Oh, I love it.
And there's no judgment at all whatsoever. As we go through life, we hear things and, you know,
we become conditioned.
Yes, that's what I was looking for. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Become conditioned. So now we're going to uncondition you.
That's what we're trying to do here on Living and Thriving. Yeah. Deprogram.
And we're right there with you all. Just, you know, we're right there with you. We're learning as we're going and sharing with you. So you all can take advantage of our experimentation through our life journeys and
our life lab.
Yeah, life lab. I like that. I like that.
We'll have to
life
make t-shirts.
Lab.
Living and Thriving Life Lab.
I love it. I love
little
it.
Beakers.
I used to work in a lab.
I know. I know.
So I like that a lot. A lot of things have happened just with us doing this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
The power of that intention, where you said that intention, and then I intended to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Look where we are today.
Yep.
You know, everything's moving in different directions for me, finally, and they are for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of changes with our lives, but, you know, you roll with them. There are really good, happy changes, like, you know, this. My grandson coming in is going to be a huge change in our life.
That was a surprise intention.
Yeah.
They exist.
They do.
They do.
Yeah, they. I think those surprise intentions are meant to remind us.
Amen.
That we can have what we want.
Absolutely.
And
Chloe was a surprise intention.
Yeah, so wasn't Lila.
Yep.
I thought she was the flu. I don't say that to her because I don't know what I would do without that child.
I love that kid.
And. But it's the truth, because I was 38 years old and I had no intention on having another child.
You did subconsciously somewhere.
Well,
next
not
topic.
Really.
That'll be a different show.
But there she be. And she didn't present herself until I was almost 4 months pregnant. I was 4 months pregnant.
Before you found out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I said, I thought she was the flu.
Yeah.
I was at Thanksgiving and... way up in Maine, we go every other year where my family's from, and it was funny because it was so shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
because you looked at me and you said, "Well, do you think you're pregnant?" I'm like, "I don't think so."
Okay.
But as soon as I knew, it changed everything.
Yeah,
you
oh,
know,
it does.
And it's just, you know. I look at it, I say that as a funny ha-ha because I really did. I mean, the throwing up to me was not because I was pregnant, because that wasn't my intention.
So we have a few minutes before the end of the show, and I wanted to remind you that the intention of this show is to give you different tools for your tool belts, to inspire you, to help you grow, to know that you're loved, to know that you're beautiful, to know that you're on the right path, at the right place for you, and that's mm-hmm. totally cool. You know, accept it and love it and be one with it and let stuff go and forgive. You know, the past is the past, like I always say, and, you know, the past is like your ass. It's behind you.
Yeah.
You only look through the windshield, not the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Move forward. There's nothing to worry about. Yesterday is coming on.
Yeah.
You are grateful and blessed to have today. We're breathing. We're kicking. Blood's running through our veins.
Mm-hmm.
And trials and tribulations, they are what they are. So here's another tool for your belt. Write down your intention. What do you want to do for 2013? Can you believe it? That's just
and
around
that's
the corner.
The whole idea of those New Year's resolutions. It's that it's a new year. It's, we can start anew. We can renew everything.
Right.
You can do that any time of the year.
Any time, any day. Absolutely.
Yeah. And today's the best day to start.
Absolutely, because it's the only one you're guaranteed. So write it down. What's your idea? Pull out the crayons, and if you don't have any, go sneak your nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
They won't mind. Get a big poster board. What is it that you want? What do you want to accomplish? I mean, life is really, really short. You might as well be creative and fun. Laugh, hug, poke people in the sides, which is really fun. I did that to somebody.
I like sticking my thumbs in the armpits.
Oh, thumbs in the armpits.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yuck. That's my kids. That's how I tickle them.
Write it down. Write down your intentions. Create them. Feel good about them. If it doesn't feel good, you're not going to do it. That's just, that's kind of our red flag, internal red flag. If it doesn't feel well, all of a sudden you're like, I'm not doing this. So make it feel good. Stay focused. Own it. Put your actions behind it and look at it every day to remind yourself, because sometimes we get lost in distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Totally normal.
We all do it.
Forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And debating on whether or not we're going to have a show next week, because it is Gobble Gobble Week.
I'm going to be busy.
You're going to be cooking, and I'm being cooked for.
You are. So, I was going to ask you what you and Chloe were doing.
Yeah, we were invited up north.
Oh, good.
So that'll
that's
be very
awesome. So
yeah.
I was going to invite you to come with us.
Very cool. So see, I don't have to work this year. I love it.
I love to cook.
And for those of you who are on Facebook, thank you so much. Pipe in, say hello. Some great stuff happened. Last week, reality spirituality show, that was a blast. It was one of my favorite interviews to date. So
check
that out. Check that out.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Until then,
I have one thing to say.
Quick.
And it is yesterday. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. And that's why they call it the present.
Love it. Perfect. Great way to end today's show. So, as always, on Humpty Hump Day, I love you. I adore you. I'm with you. And I can't wait to meet you. See you maybe next week. Just check the schedule. We'll see. I'm going to leave that one up for the universe. And many kisses on your travels.
And be kind to each other.
And be kind, absolutely.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.